Hi everyone, thank you for listening to this short recording which I'm going to demo about Marshmallow Android 6.0 on a Nexus 4. So as everyone know, Google doesn't provide Marshmallow update to Nexus 4, therefore I use AOSP ROM, okay, port to Nexus 4 with custom create gaps or Google APPS file which have TalkBack included. Okay, so I have reformatted the phone and I'm going to place two finger on the screen to enable accessibility with Google TTS. I also packed in Google TTS to the gaps file, so as well as the latest version of TalkBack version 4.3.1.2. All right. So I'm going to place two finger on the screen now.
Continue touching the screen until you hear a beep to enable accessibility mode. Talk back on. Welcome. Accessibility tutorial. When Explore by Touch is turned on, you can touch the screen to learn what's under your finger. For example, the current screen contains app icons. Find one of them by touching the screen and sliding your finger around. Showing items 1 to 15 of 15.
Okay, so that's the initial message by TalkBack. So I'm going to exit the tutorial by pressing push the exit
button. When Explore by Touch is exit button.
I push the exit button.
Welcome.
Alright, so I am now at the welcome screen. Okay.
Start button.
I push
double
the
tap to select
start button.
Insert SIM card.
Oh, okay. This phone doesn't have any SIM card with it, so it's asked me to insert SIM card, so I'm going to skip it.
Skip button. Select Wi-Fi. Showing items 1 to 7 of 26.
And
showing
I'm
items 1 to 7 of 27.
Gee. All right. I'm not going to connect to any Wi-Fi at this current moment, so I'm going to skip it.
Skip button. Alert if you skip. Skip anyway button. Date and time.
So date and time, I'm not going to bother on that. As long as I plug in a SIM card, it will be automatically detect my current time and time zone. So leave it.
Next button. Name.
Okay, no name. Push the next button.
Next button. Google services.
Okay, Google services. So all of these are the agreement and so on and so forth. So I.
More button.
More button.
More button.
More again.
Next button.
And the final.
Next button.
Next.
Device unlocked. Home.
So that's probably done all on the initial setup screen for Marshmallow. Probably it will be a slightly different compared to Nexus 5, 6, 7 or Nexus 9 or even the new Nexus 5X or 6P. But
make yourself at home. You can put your favorite apps here. To see all your apps, touch the circle.
This is the Marshmallow port from AOSP ROM. So
okay button.
I press the OK button. So this
double
is
double tap to select.
Okay, to prove this, this is a Marshmallow. So I go into setting and go to about phone.
Notification. Quick settings. Settings button. Settings. More. Apps. Location. System. Accessibility. Printing. About phone.
About phone.
about phone.
And
status, phone number, sig, legal information, model number, Nexus 4.
Nexus 4.
Double tap to select. Android version 6.0.
Android version 6.0.
Double tap to select.
Okay, so that's most probably
settings. Home.
Okay, everyone want to know, am I really using the Nexus 4 and what do you call it, Marshmallow ROM on the phone? Okay, that's probably everything about how I boot up a Marshmallow phone with AOSP ROM and a proper GAPS file with TalkBack and Google TTS with it. Okay,
screen off.
For those who play with what do you call it, custom ROM before or AOSP ROM before, you should know that each of these AOSP ROM has packed with certain basic apps, which is like browser, camera. These are those basic apps, which is not the same as what we have in Nexus, the real Nexus devices. But however, we can manually install those actual Google apps to this Nexus phone, the Nexus 4. Okay, so that's not really important. The most important part for me is I can use Marshmallow. So other than that, I don't feel that what that is really important. Okay, so the first part of this podcast, this recording has done, which is demonstrate how to boot up the phone and enable accessibility. So the second part for this recording is I'm going to show a few new features on Marshmallow or Android 6.0, which is quite outstanding or improvement from the previous version of Android. Okay, disclaimer, I may not tell everything, every new features on Android Marshmallow, but I will tell what I can remember and so far I found in Marshmallow devices. Okay, so now unlock the phone.
634 device unlocked. Allow camera to access this device's location. Allow button, deny button. Allow button, deny button.
Let me deny it.
Camera alert, remember photo locate camera.
Okay. Apps. I accidentally home pressed button. The camera home. Button. Okay.
Home screen 3 of 5.
Okay, the first thing that I realize is the volume control for the ringtone, or maybe I can say, sorry, not the ringtone, is like the ringtone and the talkback volume are not interfere like previous version of Android.
Home screen 3.
Okay, like for example, previously we have to wait for talkback to stop talking in order and only we can adjust the ringtone. Like we have to wait for talkback stop talking like for
1835.
For like 5 seconds or something like that. Then only we can adjust the ringtone. Otherwise we will adjust the talkback volume. So now what happened is in Marshmallow, okay, I give it a try like this.
Alert global context menu. Showing items 1 to 7 of 7.
I'll ask TalkBack to read everything on the screen and I try to adjust the volume button.
Read from next item. Spell last utterance. Repeat last utterance. Read from top. Home. Search. Voice search. Home screen 3. Ringtone volume set to 55%.
See? It will still adjust the volume button. Well, volume ringtone. Which
ringtone
is,
volume set to 70%.
Which is nothing to do with TalkBack anymore.
Ringtone volume set to 100%.
Okay, I'm still pressing it, but it doesn't affect to TalkBack at all.
Ringtone volume set to 55%.
Okay, I'm still pressing it now. Okay, this is now 100%. Okay, and if I would like to adjust, like for example, talkback. So I've had to place one finger on the screen. I place one finger on the screen and then
home screen three.
I
double tap to select. Double tap and hold to long press.
I press the volume down.
Music volume set to 50%.
So I press volume up again.
Music volume set to 65%. Music volume set to 70%.
Okay, so that's the volume. Okay, what is the new thing in this volume volume topic? Okay, while we press the volume button, what happened on the screen is there will be showing the volume control itself. Like for example, just now I have placed one finger on the screen and I adjust the talkback volume, which is media volume. So now on the screen it will show a media volume, which is the slider, and a button on the left, which is for to mute that particular volume. So this is what I can show.
Search.
No. Okay.
Showing item 3 of 5. Seek control 100%.
Okay, seek control 100%. It tells me. So this is actually the ringtone volume. Okay, let's say I. Okay.
Network error. Check your network connection.
Shit.
Keyboard hidden. Home.
No.
Search. Home screen 3 of 5.
Okay, now let's say I press the volume button now without place my finger, which is I adjusting the ringtone volume. Okay. Now what happened on the screen is
seek control 100%.
Seek control 100% and
notifications button.
Notification button. Okay, for Marshmallow, I realized that notification, as they mentioned, notification is actually showing that for ringtones and notification tone, both in a single volume control. Okay.
Notifications button.
Okay.
Double seek control 100%.
Okay.
Notifications button.
Notification button is on the
double
left.
Tap to select.
It's on the left, the most left, just slightly underneath the notification tray. Okay, just the slightly below the notification tray.
Seek control okay. 100%.
Where is the location of the previous, which is lollipop? Is showing what they call it in previous lollipop is showing all and then showing the do not disturb or something like that at that particular location now it has the volume control itself.
Search.
Okay, for
tap to select.
For a certain time, the bar will gone. So I try to press the volume again to make it show. Okay.
Seek control 100%.
Okay, seek control 100%. Okay, the most left
notifications button
is the button for us to mute it. Okay.
Seek control 100%.
Okay, seek control 100%. Let's say I press
notifications button.
I double tap on this button.
Double tap to select.
Okay. The phone will vibrate. Okay. The phone will vibrate and let's see. Now what happened to the seek control?
Seek control 0%.
So it's go all the way down to 0%. So I double tap again.
Notifications button.
Okay. And then now what happened is
seek control 100%.
So it moved the volume all the way up. Okay, this is on the left and at the center part of the screen. What happened to the right side of the screen? We have one more button here. It's called
expand button.
Expand button.
Double tap to select.
So when I expand it, okay, when I expand it, we have all the three volume bars.
Seek control 100%.
Seek control 100%.
Seek
Seat control 73% and
Seat control 85%.
So what is this represent for? We touch on the left, the most, the top one, it will be
notifications button.
The first one will be notification button.
Double tap to select.
The next one, and the next of it,
media button.
Just
double tap to select.
Underneath the
notifications button.
Notification is the first one.
Double tap to select.
Next to the button will be the
seat control
100%. Okay.
Seat control 100%.
Okay, and then
media button,
which is the top back volume, and next.
Seat control 73%.
Next to it is 73%, which is the media volume. It's a top back volume as well, and the third one.
Home screen 3 alarms button.
Alarms button, which is obviously is the alarm volume, and the next to it, the center will be
1842.
Sorry.
Double tap to select. Seat control 1842. Seat control 85%.
85%. So, okay. Be careful on this three button on the left, which is
media button.
Notification button.
Media button.
And
alarms button.
Okay, what happened if I double tap on the
media button?
Double tap
to select.
Everyone guess. When I double tap on the media button, what happened will be my talkback will be silent completely. So if I would like to have it back, I have to double tap again the same button and
seat control 73%.
Yes. So be aware on these three buttons, especially the second button, which is media button. If you double tap by accident, talkback will go silent completely. Okay, so this is what is the new thing on Marshmello. So I took for me to
analog clock search.
Okay, for me to get rid of this volume bars at the top. Okay, I have two way. The first one, wait for a few seconds, like 10 seconds or something. Leave it there. It will go by itself. Or, okay.
Seek expand button.
Okay,
Seat control 73%.
Now I get
seat
all these three.
85%. Seat control 100%.
Okay. To close the volume bar at the top, I use two fingers and slide up from the bar. From the bar itself, I slide up, and then.
Seat control 73%.
What happened is
1844.
No more. So the time will be there.
Search.
Just slide up with two finger at the location of the bar itself. Then the bar will gone completely. Okay. This is a new thing on the volume buttons and the volume control. I hope I can explain it clearly. Okay. This is the first thing that new. And then we go into the setting.
Notification. Quick settings. Settings button.
Okay.
Settings.
All right. In settings, what are the new thing?
Data usage.
Okay.
Double tap to select.
We go inside apps.
Device. Display. Sound and notification. Apps.
Okay. We go inside
double
apps.
Double tap to apps.
Showing
items 1 to 7 of 16.
Something interesting here, and I like it very much. Things become simpler, much simpler compared to previous version of Android. All right. Previously, we have like several tabs. We have to use two finger to flip over to other portion of the what they call it, the apps, so that we can go to, we get all applications and this and that. So, in Marshmello, things become simpler, which is only one screen. Okay, which is only one screen, and what presenting here is all the apps that that currently installed, that not in not the system app, which is this app. This app can be disabled, easily to say. These apps can be disabled. Okay, not those system apps. Okay.
6 4
Unlock the screen.
Device unlocked. Apps.
Okay.
Showing items 1 to 7 of 16.
If I would like to show everything, including those system apps, I have to press the more options.
More options button.
And there are only one option. There's only one option.
Show system. Reset app preferences.
Oh, sorry. There are two. Okay, there are two.
Show system.
Show system.
Double
so
tap to select. Tap to select.
I double tap on it.
Apps. Showing items 1 to 7 of 82.
One of seven of 82. So it will show everything now on the list. The same list. We doesn't need to move our two finger, move the page into a next page with two fingers, like previous version of Android. So the same list become longer. Just now only 16, now 82. So I don't like this. I just go back to more option and
hide system.
Hide system.
Apps. Showing items 1 to 7 of 16.
Okay, 16. Okay. Now, that is the new thing. Okay. And then there's another thing here at the top of the screen on the left-hand side of the screen.
App. Navigate up button. Apps.
Sorry.
Android keyboard. AOSP 2.4. Advanced. More options, but advanced.
Okay, beside more option, there's one more at advanced. Okay,
advanced.
There are more things inside.
Configure apps. Showing items 1 to 7 of 7.
Configure apps.
Navigate up button. Configure apps. App permissions.
App permissions.
App links.
App links.
Advanced. Default apps. Draw over other apps. Modify system settings.
Okay, these are more
Double
advanced.
Tap to select.
More advanced setting that
battery optimization
that I'm not going to cover here in this recording. So we come out from here, we press a back
apps
and
navigate up button. Android keyboard apps.
Okay, so let's say I'm going to disable one of the apps. Let's say
browser 2.25 megabytes.
Let's say browser. So
Double
this is
tap to select.
This is not the Chrome, so I don't like to use this one. So I'm going to disable this one. This is come together with AOSP. So I'm going to disable it.
App info.
Okay.
Showing items 1 to 6 of 8.
Here, in this screen, things change again. Okay, now at the most top part of the screen, it will tell
browser version 6.0-eng.france.2015101.175635.
Okay, this is okay. Previously, the name of the app and the version will be two separate line, two separate row. Okay, but in Marshmallow, they are in one single line. Okay,
browser version 6.0-eng.france.2015101.175635.
Okay. Below this title, the name of the app, which on the left is
browser disable button.
On the left,
double tap to select.
The most left is disable button, and the most right will be
force stop button.
Force stop.
Double tap to select.
So, the design of this UI has been changed totally compared to the previous version of Android. Okay, on the left is disabled, or if the app can be uninstalled, so there's uninstall button, and on the right is force stop. Okay, below this one will be
browser version storage.
Storage
25 megabytes used in internal storage.
So storage,
double tap to select,
is where we can clear data and also clear cache. So we go in, let's say we have a look
storage.
Okay, we go in storage and then I swipe to right.
Navigate up button. Storage browser storage total 2.25 megabytes. App 2.25 megabytes. Data 0.00B. Clear data button disabled. Cache 0.00B. Clear cache button.
Okay, no more. So it will tell us everything here in this separate pop-up page. So unlike previous version, we have everything in a single page, but now we have a separate pop-up page for us to clear the cache or clear data. So we go back.
App info.
Go back to app info. Okay. After
storage, 2.25 megabytes used in internal storage.
After storage, okay, below of the storage will be
data usage. No data used.
Data usage.
Double tap to select.
If the app have to use data, like for example WhatsApp or Hangout or something, it will show the data usage, how many megabytes has been used and how much data has been consumed. Okay, so next, underneath
data usage, permissions, location,
permission,
double tap to select.
So we can adjust our permission. Okay, we can adjust our permission. We can allow or disallow certain permission to this particular app. Like for example,
permissions.
App
permissions.
Okay, that's
showing items 1 to 5 of 5.
That's a pop up. Okay, I swipe.
Navigate app permissions. More options, but browser.
Browser.
Camera off switch.
Camera off.
Contacts off switch. Location on switch. Microphone off switch.
See?
Storage off switch.
I can choose which one to
select.
Which one to on and which one to off. So these are the new thing. Let's say if I don't want the location to
location on switch.
I don't want the location to be shared to
double
everyone.
To
so
select.
I just
alert if you deny this permission, basic features of your device may no longer function as intended.
Okay, this is the warning. So
app permissions.
Alright, so
app info.
We go back to the app info.
Notifications normal.
Notification normal. So
select.
What do we have here?
App notifications.
Another pop-up.
Showing items 1 to 3 of 3.
Another pop-up screens. So I swipe.
App browser. Block all. Never show notifications from this app. Off switch.
Okay.
Treat as priority. Let this app's notifications be heard when do not disturb is set to priority only. Off switch. Allow peeking. Let this app emphasize certain notifications by sliding them briefly into view on the current screen. On switch.
Okay, so these are the new thing, and it's about notification of the particular apps.
App info.
Okay.
Open by default. No default set. Showing notifications normal.
After notification normal.
Double tap. Open by default. No default set.
Open by default.
Double
no default set.
Select.
And then.
Battery, no battery use since last full charge, disabled.
Okay.
Showing items 2 to 8 of 8.
It will tell you.
Tap to select.
It will tell you how much this app consume battery. So I haven't launched this app at all, so it doesn't consume any battery. This is what the app tell me. So that's it. Finish. So this screen is much simple, and things are organized easily to understand what is this all about. At least when we need which one, and we just
screen off.
We just tap when we just open up which option we want. Okay, now
6:55 device unlocked.
Now I'm going to
default. No default set.
I'm going to disable this one.
Storage 2. Data navigate up button.
Okay, I'm going to disable
storage.
This one.
Fourth browser versions disable button.
Disabled.
Alert if you disable this app. Other app. Disable app button.
Okay.
App info.
Okay, what happened
showing
is
showing items 1 to 6 of 8.
I come out from here.
Apps.
Okay.
Showing items 1 to 7 of 16.
Still have 16 here. Okay. It doesn't go away from this list, but I can have this list show me only the disable apps.
Apps.
Okay.
Drop down list. All apps.
Now we have a
double
new
tap to change.
New drop down list. Just on the
navigate
left.
Up. Android keyboard.
Okay, it's on the left.
Navigate up button.
Underneath the navigate up button, just underneath. Okay, we have
Android keyboard drop down list. All apps.
Okay, so I double tap on the
double
drop down
to change.
Or drop down list. Okay, we have three things here.
Checked all apps.
All apps.
Not Not checked. Enabled.
Enabled.
Not checked. Disabled.
And disabled. So let's say
double tap to toggle.
I only want it to show me all the disabled one, so I double tap on it.
Apps.
Now.
Showing item 1 of 1.
Only one, because I only...
Browser 2.25 megabytes. Disabled.
I only disable one app. Alright, so that's much more and less about apps in the settings. The features, the new features, and the simplified UI on this app. Alright.
Settings.
Battery.
Double tap to select.
And what else?
Storage and USB.
Okay, about USB. Certain... something new here. Let's say, for example, I'm going to plug in a USB cable to this phone. Okay, the interesting part is when I plug in a USB cable to this phone, what's going to happen? Okay, I getting a USB cable and I'm going to plug to the phone now.
Home screen 3. Charging started, battery level 85%. USB debugging connected.
Okay. Charging started. Okay. Charging started. What happened is when I use a normal... When I use a USB cable plugged to the phone, now it will only charging the phone. Even I plug in using a computer. When I go to notification tray...
Notification shade.
I will have certain options here.
USB debugging connected, USB 4 charging, touch for more options.
So by default, it will only charge the phone. It will not allow to transfer any data. So I double tap on it.
Alert use USB 4. Okay. Showing items 1 to 4 of 4.
Four options.
Use USB 4.
Okay, USB 4.
Checked, charging only.
Charging only.
Not checked, transfer files, MTP.
Transfer files.
Not checked, transfer photos. TP.
And the last one.
Not checked. MIDI.
MIDI.
Double tap to toggle.
You can use this phone for MIDI device. So if let's say I want to transfer files, I have to select the second one.
Not checked. Transfer files. MTP. Home. Settings. Double tap to toggle.
Okay, that's it.
Home screen 3.
That's it about it. Okay, that's the new cool features of Marshmallow, which is by default, if we plug in a USB cable from a computer to this phone, it will be default on charging only. No transfer file mode. So we have to go to notification area and select which mode that we prefer. Okay? So I'm going to unplug this one.
6:59 p.m.
Okay, don't bother about the time, which is not the exact one.
Apps.
Here, okay. And anything else? Actually, I can't really think of what are the new cool features on
notification chain.
The Marshmallow.
No notifications. Quick settings.
Okay, quick settings.
Wi-Fi disconnect. Wi-Fi do not disturb off.
Do not disturb. Okay, so when okay, this is a new one. Do not disturb.
Mobile, no signal, no data, no SIM card.
Okay.
Do not disturb off.
Do not disturb off. So if I double tap on do not disturb off, what will happen is
quick settings. Do not disturb. Do not disturb turned on. Alarms only. Alarms only for 1 hour.
So now. Do not
alarms
disturb.
Only button.
We have several options here on the do not disturb mode.
Total silence. This will also silence screen readers button.
Okay, it will tell you total silence. Total silence. This will also silence screen reader. Tell you.
Switch user. Current. Total silence. This will also silence screen readers button.
Okay, don't touch this one.
Danger. Double tap to select.
It's quite kind of dangerous for us, which is we have no sighted assistant at this moment.
Alarms only button.
Alarms only.
Priority only button.
Priority, so we have
double to... Double tap to select.
We have to adjust the priority there in the setting itself.
Not checked. Radio button. Until you turn this off.
Until you turn this
double
off.
Double tap to select. Check. for 1 hour until 8 p.m.
For 1 hour until 8
p.m.
Double
tap to select.
Okay, so we swipe again.
Less time button.
Less.
More time button.
So we can
double
increase.
Tap to select.
We can increase and decrease the time. So let's say I'm going to double tap.
Alarms only for 2 hours.
2 hours.
Less. More time button. Alarms only for 3 hours.
I'll just double tap on the time.
Less time button.
Less.
Alarms only for 2 hours. Alarms only for 1 hour.
Okay. And
more settings.
If I would like the
double
last one,
select.
The last one will be more settings. So I double tap on the more settings.
Do not disturb.
So I will bring directly to the more do not disturb settings.
Do not, no SIM card. Battery 85%, 70. Automatic rules. Priority only allows alarms, reminders, events, selected callers. Automatic rules.
So we have two types. The first one.
Priority only allows alarms, reminders, events, selected callers.
Priority only. And second one.
Priority only automatic rules.
Automatic rules. So if I
double
go into automatic rules.
Automatic rules.
So this
weekend off.
We can select on weekend.
Weeknight off.
Weeknight.
Event off.
Add
rule.
We can add.
Double tap to select.
We can add our own rules for this one. So this will, it will automatically bring the, put the phone to do not disturb mode by your own setting. Okay, this is, this is more and less about do not disturb. And as many of ice-free user or talkback user has been request for many, many, many years, I can say, to split the status bar. So now, beginning from Marshmallow, this has been appeared to what we request, which is now the status bar has
screen
been
screen off, ringer silent.
Oh, has been silent. Oh my goodness. Okay. This has been split into different items, which is not like the previous version of Android. Okay, like on the most right on the screen, we have
703
time, and then next to it
battery 84%
battery, and then next to it
no SIM card,
and the final one on this row will be
do not disturb.
So tell me do not disturb. So if I have Wi-Fi connected, it will still tell me Wi-Fi connected. So
no SIM card. Battery 704.
So we can move.
Battery 84%.
We can move one by one.
704.
And
notification shade. Home.
So that's about it.
Apps. Double tap to select.
And then if we
overview button.
Go into overview.
Double tap to overview. Do not disturb.
I think this is a new thing here.
Settings.
Okay. Next to the settings.
Application info button.
We can straight away go
double
to the
tap to select.
Application.
Tap and hold to long press.
Application info, and the last one.
Dismiss settings.
Dismiss setting. We have three in a row.
Settings. So
let's say I want to go to
application info button. Dismiss. Do not. Application info button. Do not dis. Voice search button.
Let's say
search.
Okay, I go to
dismiss do not settings.
Settings.
Application info. Button. App info.
Yeah.
Showing items 1 to 6 of 8.
Straight away open up application info for me so I can read everything.
Settings. Version 6. Disable button. Data usage.
Yeah.
Permissions. No
so
permissions requested. Disabled.
This is the application info for settings.
Apps.
So
showing
I
showing items 1 to 7 of 16.
I think
home.
This is more and less about Marshmallow. Perhaps I left out here and there something. Maybe some other people will have a new recording related to Marshmallow can cover whatever I left off. But more and less, these are the new thing on Marshmallow. And I probably will do another. Perhaps I might.
Screen off. Ring or silent.
Okay, I might write down. Okay. Write down the way to flash, okay, flash Marshmallow to Nexus 4 step by step, and including the files, the related files for download, so that it can help some of you that understand what is flashing using ADB and flashing using Fastboot. Okay, so thank you for listening to this our podcast or recording, and hope I can make everyone know what is more and less about Marshmallow, and actually not much different, but with some cool features, which is I feel like a game changers to Android. So that's much for now. Thank you for listening. Bye bye.